So I got to walk over to this booth over here. I hear this guy over here saying stuff. Can I give you a gospel card?
All right.
So I'm making an audio because I'm putting this up on my website. So are you going to heaven? Free two-question test reveals the answers. So what is the two-question test? I don't want to take it. I just want to see it. Do you believe you'll go to heaven when you die? Choose. Do you believe this? I've tried to keep the Ten Commandments. I go to church. I believe in God. I'm basically a good person. I'll take this off. I've done the best I could. I never hurt anyone. All right, so two questions.
Right. First question, they pick one. Second question, they pick as many as they want. But they know the answer. Like, you know the answer to how to get to heaven.
Right.
It's Romans 10, 9, and 10.
Okay.
Jesus is my Savior.
Right.
That's what goes there.
But that's not the gospel. What's the gospel? Not just believing.
No. The gospel.
You just said Romans 10.
Right here. Romans 10, 9, and 10, right here.
That's just believing. That's, if I declare to you with the mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and you are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith are saved. Romans 10, 9, and 10. Here's the problem.
Okay.
That's an absolute true statement from God's word. Who was that said to? Any worldly person that just reads that one verse? Or was that said to the saints in Rome? There's 10 chapters before that, and there's what? Is there 16 total, I think?
16.
So that is written. Do you have a job? You might be retired. Did you have a job one time?
Yeah, I had a couple of businesses.
Okay, so you have a tax code you had to follow?
Yeah.
What if the tax code was that big, an inch thick, and you followed one page of it? What's going to happen to you?
Right.
So this is like following one rule in your tax code.
Sure.
So not everybody that calls on the name of the Lord is going to be saved if they live in willful sin, if they haven't been born again, if they haven't repented, if they haven't come out of the world, if they're walking in willful sin. Hebrews 10, keep reading. Well, not in Romans, but in Hebrews 10, it says there's no sacrifice for willful sin.
This right here, this is a bait when they come over. This is a bait.
What do you give them? Oh, living waters. Is that Ray Comfort?
Yeah.
Living water. So Ray Comfort, let's talk about Ray Comfort to enlighten people. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort, he's handing out Ray Comfort tracts, and I love these people, so I want to tell them the truth. Ray Comfort's a worldly man. Ray Comfort goes on Joyce Meyer's show to sell his books. Joyce Meyer is a heretic that deceives millions. Ray Comfort won't call people out of the world. Ray Comfort believes in a false gospel. Say a few words, and you're going to go to heaven. Ray Comfort won't talk about carnality and worldliness. He won't cover the culture. He won't cover feminism. He won't cover the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, that God says makes you worship him in vain in Mark 7. So the reason...
This is not about Ray Comfort.
Yeah, well...
This is about the gospel.
But you're leading people to Ray Comfort. And then over here...
No.
I love you. Over here we got Chick Tracks.
Right.
Chick Tracks, another heretic Baptist. Jack Chick believed that the King James Bible was the only inspired word of God. That's a cult.
So you're like the enemy to us then right now, because you try to keep people coming over.
No, I'm just standing here for a minute and I'll be moving on. I'm on a public sidewalk.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. I love you. I want you to tell you the truth. Your easy belief gospel ain't going
to
save you.
You're
not preaching the gospel. You're not preaching the gospel. You're not calling people out of the world. Jesus said, if his sheep hear his voice, his sheep, I will when I'm done. I will when I'm done. So Jesus said, his sheep hear his voice and they follow him. This man and his material does not help you follow the kingdom of God. This is an easy believe gospel that will not save you. So it's loving to come and tell the truth to our neighbors today. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. If you don't have the truth, neighbor, and the way, and the light, and the life, you have nothing, and you're going to lose your soul on Judgment Day. So people ask me, why do you do what you do? Why do you do what you do? Well, that man right there in that Christian booth, we just called him out because he's teaching a false way that will not save anyone. He's teaching easy believism and sin. He's teaching a gospel that says, call on the name of Jesus and you'll be saved. That's not what the Bible says in its entirety. You're not saved if you call on Jesus while you live in the world and your sin. you will not be saved. Jesus said in Matthew 7, many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, have we not done many wonderful things in your name? And he says, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. How do you know you're of Christ? Here's a pretty simple answer. Your life lines up to Holy Scripture and you come out of the world and follow him and you leave every false way. That's the fruit that you know Christ. Coming out of the world and being holy, set apart for God, and following every single way of God. If you haven't done that, you're not of Christ. You're not born of him, and you have no hope of eternal life to come. How do I love you if I don't tell you this truth? How do I love you if I don't warn you about the judgment of God that's coming for you as you live like the world? Your faith will not save you. There is no Bible verse that teaches faith alone, grace alone. You're not saved by faith alone, grace alone. You're saved by faith through grace that's never alone. It always has holiness and obedience matching the Holy Scriptures. I don't want my blood, or excuse me, I don't want your blood on my hands. When I leave here today, I want to know that I told my neighbors the truth, that the wrath of God is coming, that Roman Catholicism can't save you, that the Lutheran faith will not save you, that the Baptist faith will not save you. No man-made faith will save you. Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Anabaptist, you will not be saved. Salvation is in one alone. His name is Yeshua, Jesus. It means salvation. And you must be in him. He's the ark of salvation, like Noah was in the wooden ark. Christ is a spiritual ark. How do you get in Jesus Christ? By just believing? No. You get in the ark of Jesus Christ by following after him through repentance and his death, burial, and resurrection. This is the absolute truth of the gospel. Faith in Jesus Christ shed blood, repentance to him, be born again by the Spirit of God. Holiness and righteousness are the fruit, not worldliness and carnality. And endure to the end. This is the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible is very clear. You cannot serve two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. Here's a question, Americans. Who are you serving today? Are you serving your flesh? Because if you live for your flesh, you have no hope of eternal life to come. The churches and the culture and the pastors and the priests are lying to you. You cannot be of the world and claim a holy Savior. James 4:4 says, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. Did you know you're an enemy of God as you live for your flesh and the ways of the world? But you don't have to be an enemy of God. You can be a friend of God. How did Jesus tell us to be a friend of God? Go to church on Sunday? No. Live like the world? No. Jesus told us how to be a friend of God. Keeping his commandments, you can be his friend. In John 15, he said, abide in my word and my love. Actually, abide in the word and you get the love of God. That word abide means remain. You remain in the word. That means you're following and obeying it. If you follow the culture and your flesh, you're an enemy of God, neighbor. We don't want you to be an enemy of God. We want you to lose this life and follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. But lest you lose your life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Ask yourself, what's going to become of you on judgment day that's coming? Either your death or his return and then judgment. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die and then face judgment. We don't want our neighbor to be judged. We want our neighbor to know the goodness of God, but we must warn you about the severity. Let's talk about that. Lady just said that the Catholic Church is the Church of God. No, it's not. The Catholic Church is built on the Roman popes and murder and false traditions of men. But the Evangelical Church that came out of the Roman Catholics is not much better. And neither are any of the 40,000 denominations. Paul said in the last days, many will leave sound faith and follow doctrines and fables. That's what you have in the American church system. Fables and false doctrine that cannot save anyone. The Catholic Church, the Evangelical, sir, open your Bible. Come, I'll show you in the scriptures. Can you open your Bible? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Let's talk about that. That man doesn't even love enough to stand here and talk about the Word of God. John 3:16, what does believe mean? Who sets the standard for what believe means? Jesus Christ. And believe is to follow and obey. If you're not following and obeying Jesus, you don't believe him according to his ways and his standard. So just having a mental assent of Jesus that has not transformed your entire life will not save you. You're going to be put in the same place, the weeping and gnashing of teeth, as Satan and his minions. But to believe in Jesus is to follow him and obey him and come out of the world and walk in righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth. But if you're of the world, you have not a saving faith. If you're of the world, you're a compromised so-called believer. If you follow your flesh and not the Spirit, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Cranfest would be the flesh. This is a massive fleshly place. It's feeding you with food, trinkets, frivolity. It's not a farm market where you're buying needed food. This is entertainment. And entertainment is that which pleases your flesh. Paul says in Galatians 5, you want to do the works of God and crucify your flesh? How you do it is you crucify, kill your flesh, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. That means come out of the world. That means smash your television that's full of sin and worldliness and carnality. That means leave the political system that's full of sin and partiality and corrupt ways. That means get off the internet and quit watching Netflix. Quit watching your political shows that have no hope. Spend your time, your life, your energy seeking the kingdom of God, and God will show up and transform you. He'll change your heart. He'll change your desires. If you're willing to turn to the shed blood of Jesus Christ, are you willing to be made new through repentance and new life to lose this life? Are you willing to walk in holiness and obedience? That means come out of the world. That means don't follow after the culture. Don't live for your whim. You're here today on a whim. You're here to follow your flesh. You're here to be like the culture. But Jesus said, and the Word of God says, that the culture and the world and the churches are set for the wrath of God.
Amen.
He's coming to destroy. Ma'am, take a gospel card, test yourself. The churches are lying to you. We don't want you to be lied to. You got to come out of the churches and the world, ma'am. We love you. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following the scriptures to come out of every false way? Have you been renewed? Do you seek that which is eternal and above? If you're not seeking that which is eternal, you actually are following and living for your flesh. That's going to mean the wrath of God. And Jesus warned in Matthew 7, a very few of you are going to find eternal life. That means a puny number of you are going to find eternal life. A puny number are going to find eternal life. Jesus loves those who obey him. If you don't obey God, you don't get the love of God. You're going to get the wrath of God. The wrath of God is coming for all unrighteousness. Sin that you keep doing is going to damn your soul. There's no sacrifice for willful sin, neighbor. Go read the Holy Scriptures. Go read Hebrews 10. A fiery judgment is coming if you live in willful sin. But you can turn from all your sin. You can turn from every false way. You can be transformed. God changes your heart and your mind. I used to be the worst of the worst in the world, worse than all of you. I know I was. And today I'm no better than you, but here's one thing that a true saint is. They are different. Saints don't function the way the world does. Saints don't practice false churchianity ways. True saints don't live like the culture. True saints don't feed their flesh. True saints walk in holiness and obedience. True saints scour the scriptures to see that which is good, pure, and true. And unless you know what the Word of God says, unless you're seeking truth, Matthew 6:33, one of my favorite scripture verses. My master said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Seeking the kingdom of God and its righteousness is not Cranfest. It's not this culture. Seeking the kingdom of God is losing your life to follow Jesus Christ. And you're going to lose your friends, your family, your career, your churchianity system. You're going to lose all of that for the cause of Christ. So if you haven't lost your life and you're not hated for the cause of Christ, you're not of Christ. And he's coming, Matthew 25, to separate the sheep from the goats. And if you're here, you are most likely a goat that will be separated away from the true shepherd, Christ. And he will receive his people. And you're only going to hear one of two things. Well done, good and faithful servant, because you came out of the world and you obeyed Christ. Or he's going to say, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Are you being a worker of iniquity today? Are you living in willful sin? You don't have to live in sin, you know. The Holy Spirit gives us power to leave sin. The pastors want you addicted to your sin, so you stay in the pew and give them money and prop up their bloated goat farm. But Christ sets you free and you realize, I don't need that system anymore. I don't need to follow my flesh. I can glorify God with every part of my life. But as the sign says, you must forsake the world. You must forsake the church systems that are lying. They're all of them. They're lying. You must repent or you're going to burn and suffer the judgment of God. God is angry with the wicked. There'll be no mercy if you live in sin and worldliness. One of the gods of America is pride and vanity. Did you know Proverbs 6:17 says a proud look is an abomination to God? That's the same as being a sodomite. What's a proud look? You do your hair, you wear makeup and jewelry, you wear clothes that makes you look good. That's a proud look. God says you're an abomination. You work out to look good. You're an abomination to God. The greatest man that ever lived, per Jesus, John the Baptist, said, I must decrease so Christ can increase. Is your life decreasing so that it can increase Christ? Not if you're here. Not if you live like the culture. Your life is not decreasing. You're living like the fallen world that God destroyed in Noah's day. We'll talk about why God destroyed in Noah's time and the similarities of America along with Sodom and Gomorrah. We will talk about that.